Right now in Fort Lauderdale, we're joined by Pat Heller, Liberty Coin Service here in Lansing, who is, I believe, was just in the airport today. Pat, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael.
Did you just fly in today, or what's happening there?
I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the largest coin shows in the year in the country, along with the current owner of Liberty Coins, Tom Colson, and we'd just gotten to the airport and gotten to the gate to leave and come back home. And we were on the floor above the baggage claim area where the shootings were, and we didn't hear anything, but all of a sudden there was a bunch of people running through the waiting area, heading for the gates and going on into them.
And what did you do at that point?
And then, after the most panicked people passed, we got up and walked. By then it was a thinner crowd. Mm-hmm. But we went down a jetway and down the steps out onto the tarmac.
And so how long did it take before you realized what was happening there?
Nobody knew exactly what was happening, except people were hollering in the terminal to get out. Mm-hmm. We were outside for about 30 to 45 minutes, and then we were allowed to go back up the steps to the jetway and go back in the terminal. And then it seemed like we were there 20 to 30 minutes, and some employees and law enforcement people came into the waiting area again and hollered, "Get out, get out." And so we got out again, mm-hmm. and we haven't been back in the terminal since. We literally walked all the way across the airport, across the runway, across the taxiway, and we're now in the hangar for the Miami Dolphins charter flight.
Mm. Now, what are they telling you? At what point are you going to be able to fly out?
The terminal is for Delta Airlines, where the shooting occurred. And that's not going to reopen tonight, and none of the luggage that's in that building will be accessible tonight.
So you're spending another night in Fort Lauderdale?
That's what it looks like.
Now, did you at any point feel any panic yourself?
I did not, because I never heard any shots being fired. Mm-hmm. There's multiple hundreds of people in the terminal, and if somebody's actually shooting, the odds of getting hit by one cartridge is pretty small likelihood.
Did you see any of the people that were in that area when the shooting occurred?
I did not.
Did not? Okay. But generally, the mood is, how would you describe what the feeling was when you were standing among the people there waiting?
When we're out on the tarmac, they had us move to different parts of the tarmac about three times before they had us walk across the airport to get far away from the terminals. And the families with small children were having a very difficult time because they're watching out for their children and trying to keep themselves together at the same time.
Yeah. It's 6:43 now. What's the plan? Are you going to leave the airport at some point, or what are you going to do?
The latest we were told is that sometime tonight, a bus would pick us up to take us to one of the other terminals at the airport where we could contact the airline and make our new travel schedule and then figure out where we're going to stay tonight. We won't be able to get our luggage, like I said, but hopefully we'll be able to get out tomorrow, either from this airport or maybe Miami. Hmm.
So are there hundreds of people then right now mulling around the airport area?
In this hangar, it's probably less than 200 people now because they released the ones that were able to go stay somewhere locally, such as they had just arrived at the airport and were going home. Mm-hmm. That there's in this hangar, there's probably well over 500 people at the peak.
Pat Heller with Liberty Coin Service in the Fort Lauderdale airport this evening. I'm guessing you won't forget this trip, Pat.
We're not going to forget this.
A very horrible, horrible day. Pat, thank you for joining us on WILS.
You're welcome.
Thank you.